No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this fourth day of May, 2017. I'm David Brown, and it's great to have you with us. You know, if we had a front page, the headline might read, "No Sanctuary in Texas." That seems to be the top story across the Lone Star State this hour, as a controversial bill essentially banning governments from implementing so-called sanctuary policies for undocumented immigrants heads to the governor's office. The Texas Senate voting 20-11, approving the version of Senate Bill 4 that the House passed last week. Governor Abbott's tweet, "I'm getting my signing pen warmed up." No surprise there. This issue was one of four emergency items laid out by the governor during his January State of the State address, banning so-called sanctuary cities, which, it should be noted for the record, do not currently exist in Texas. But make no mistake, this is not just sending a message or making a political statement. This bill will have an impact. It does seem to have teeth. Joining us now is James Barragan. He is state government reporter for the Dallas Morning News. James, welcome to Texas Standard.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
Some are calling this the Show Me Your Papers bill, while I hear others calling it the Sanctuary Cities bill. What does this all but final version of SB 4 actually do?
I think the references to the Show Me Your Papers are part of a provision in the bill that would allow local law enforcement officers essentially to ask anybody during any legal detention about their immigration stop. And so that could be any stop that is made, from a routine traffic stop to a police officer just stopping you on the street because you look suspicious. And so the concern is that it will lead to racial profiling and discrimination of the state's growing Latino population.
I want to ask about that in particular before we move on to the sanctuary city side of this. It's my understanding that according to the language of this bill, a police officer could not literally just stop someone walking down the street because they look like an immigrant. Am I correct there or no?
Well, I think that's where the debate is, because a police officer can make a stop for any reasonable suspicion, right? So if a police officer says he has reasonable suspicion, maybe you look like a suspect that they're looking for, or he feels that you're acting kind of strangely, that would then allow the officer to make a stop. And once that stop is made, then they're allowed to ask about your immigration status. So there is a bit of a gray area there, and whether it's racial profiling or discriminatory, I think really at this point depends on whether you are in favor of the ban or against it.
Okay, now let's get to the sanctuary cities part of this. To my understanding, there isn't a city that has held itself out, at least in Texas, as a sanctuary city, and there's been some back and forth over what that actually is. So what makes this a sanctuary cities bill in that regard?
Well, that's correct. And the thing about sanctuary cities is that there is no actual legal definition of it. So I think the main one that Governor Greg Abbott has targeted is Travis County here in Austin. And he's pulled some of the state funding from his office to that one, and really sort of made it the guinea pig of his sanctuary cities battle. But there is no clear definition of it. I think the thing that opponents of sanctuary cities will say is that if you are not complying with all requests from federal immigration authorities to turn over unauthorized immigrants in your custody, then you are a sanctuary city or a sanctuary county. Problem comes that, you know, these requests from the federal immigration authorities are just that, they're requests. They're not lawful orders and they're not mandatory. And I think as we see going forward, there will probably be legal battles over this legislation. And I think that's one of the points that's going to be made, that the state is now requiring something that even the federal government doesn't require.
Now, just to be clear, it's not just that the state doesn't want you to hold yourself out as a sanctuary city. There are penalties attached to this as well.
That's correct. There are fines for jurisdictions that violate the ban that could be up to $25,000 a day for each violation. There's also criminal charges for police chiefs, county sheriffs, and constables who create a policy that violates the ban. And that's a little bit softer from the original version of the law, which said that any elected official could be charged with a criminal Class A misdemeanor, but that got watered down a little bit in the House version of it.
A few days ago, though, there was a scathing op-ed in the Dallas Morning News. You may have seen it, James, your own newspaper. Mm-hmm. It was signed by chiefs of police of Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio, Austin. I think even the executive director of the Texas Police Chiefs Association was behind this. You might imagine law enforcement officers would support enforcement of the law, federal or state, but in this letter, they're clearly pushing back. What's the argument there?
I think every major law enforcement group and every major police chief or sheriff in the state is against this legislation. The argument there being that if you make local law enforcement officers enforce immigration laws, then there are immigrant communities and even just Latino communities who maybe have immigrant family members that are going to be scared to report crimes because they'll fear that they or their family members or friends are going to be deported if they report those crimes. And so having the immigrant communities be scared to report crimes to law enforcement, they argue, would then make the entire community less safe.
Well, the battle is over in the ledge, but maybe not over completely. It is likely to be challenged in court. James Barragan is a state government reporter for the Dallas Morning News. James, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, David.